I want to share a little bit tonight on this fifth measure. See, the Holy Spirit's been systematically teaching us. He's doing this for a reason, not to make us smarter than everybody else. He's doing this because he wants you to be productive, and he wants to teach you how to birth great things. More importantly, he wants us to teach us how to operate in the realm of the impossible. See, our faith can get certain levels, but we want the impossible realm. With God, all things are possible. That's the realm we want. And that's why the Holy Spirit's been so thorough in teaching us. And if you don't know each one of those, we have whole series on dunamis. We have whole series on keeping the word. Seeing faith, faith that sees. So I began to see something because he said something to me. And he said, your spirit is the canvas. He goes, faith that sees actually is painting the picture. He's painting a brand new image. Say image on your belief system. And I saw something so clearly that your spirit and your belief system, the way God designed the human being, when he gave man dominion, he gave man dominion to operate the way he operated. Not dominion in just operating the flesh. Man was given dominion to operate in faith the way God operated in it. Amen? And what you hold and keep and see and say would actually become reality. And I saw the canvas of the belief system in the spirit. And I saw so many different things being painted on that canvas. And I saw people that struggle in areas year after year, year after year. They're struggling in the exact same area because they have something that's been painted on the canvas of their belief system that they have not been able to identify, hadn't been able to see, or hadn't been able to tear down an old image. And that image is empowering the curse, or empowering certain things to continue operating because they're gaining their authority through a fallen image that's still within us. Amen? And God wants to rewrite, repaint the image, but he wants to do it under divine order. Now, the world gets a hold of this, and they said, okay, we're going to go into positive thinking. We want to think positively, have positive thoughts. See, but all that's rooted in self because it's not rooted in the kingdom of God. We're rooted in the kingdom. What we want to do is first be rooted in the word. Amen? What do we say you receive first? The first thing you must receive faith receives is the word, because the word becomes the foundation for everything you're going to do. And tonight I want to teach you how to fill that measure up. I know now by revelation exactly what the Father's looking for to answer your prayer. I know why people don't get their prayers answered. I know why he answers, and I know what he's looking for. The people think, if I just have faith long enough, God will show up. God's looking for something to be developed on the inside of you. He's looking for his word to be developed in image form, empowered by dunamis. And when that image gets forged in form, he'll tear down the old, and he'll order the Holy Spirit to manifest that image. That's how he works. The world gets a hold of it, but they're doing it out of the mind. They get into positive imagery, and they get into positive thinking, but it's all rooted out of self. We're not rooting out of self. We're rooting out of the kingdom. Everything is rooted in the word. Say the word. The word brings a promise, and the word brings an image with it. That's why the Lord spoke in parables. He didn't speak documented facts. He came and introduced the kingdom by way of parable because he was seeding your understanding to believe. And he was seeding your capacity to meditate upon spiritual things by the way you see it. Amen? Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Even your house that you live in, that house was conceived by a blueprint. But before that blueprint was ever developed, it was conceived within the imagination of somebody. They saw that before the blueprint was ever developed. The first they saw it, then they laid the blueprint down, and then they began the construction of the house. That's the way God is. So you have to understand the way God works. He works in a realm with all of us where we are, Before we understand how to operate in this area, God has a plan for us. He'll even utilize you where you are before you're even growing in great faith. He'll utilize you in a gift realm. He'll utilize where you are, but he ultimately wants us to operate in dominion with him. And dominion is greater than a gift, because a gift will always be limited to that gift, but dominion is never limited. And faith takes all limitation off. But we have to understand how to walk with the unlimited God. And that's what he wants to train the heirs of God for this last generation. How to take dominion with him. People say, yeah, we're going to take dominion. They go out and try to do something in the flesh. That's not dominion. Dominion is going to have a lot of God and no self with it. Amen? Dominion is going to have the power of God, because you understand how God works. When you understand what the Father's looking for, how you're made, what Christ restored you to be, and how true faith works. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Your weaponry is not carnal. When you're not at war with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood might not like you, but you're not at war with them. Stay focused. Amen. People are not our problem. I said, I will never again allow what's in somebody's head or what's in somebody's belief system to affect where I'm going. I'm not going to change my compass because they can't agree with the compass. You have to know your God, and you got to know where you're going, and you got to stay true to what he's saying. And I tell you what, the next day I turned on Joyce Myers, and this is what she said. She goes, there are people all the time calling me. And she said, they want to do conferences. And they're calling me and say, Joyce, God told me you're supposed to be at this conference. And she said, but God didn't tell me I was supposed to be there. She goes, but they were so adamant about it. She goes, I used to respond to it, but now I just stay right where God wants me. And if they get upset with me, they get upset with me. But I'm going to do what God tells me to do. And I'm going to go where he tells me to go. And I'm going to do it the way he says do it. Amen. Go, Joyce. Praise the Lord. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And he tells you what they are. Look at this. Casting down, say casting down, images, imaginations. It's not just an image. It's imaginations. And every high thing that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. See, there are images that we receive, not just an image. It's not just one image. It's imaginations that are strongholds. We're a constant feeding in the wrong dimension, the wrong area that developed a stronghold, but it's built around imaginations. Case in point, take somebody has a stronghold of rejection. They just didn't wake up rejected. They went through one circumstance after another, after another, after another of rejection. And you understand something? Once rejection sets in, it sets your life up to be rejected. And once it sets up into the belief system, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, it's going to order rejection. It's an atmosphere you're carrying that says reject. As much as you love the person, they can't receive it, because they're veiled by rejection. That's a stronghold. It's a part of their imagination, or the image that's been painted on the canvas of the belief system. Now, the heart is an understanding, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh or believeth in the heart. The heart is really an interesting place, because the heart involves the mind and involves your spirit. It's kind of that go-between place between your mind and spirit. Heart can go swing to the good and swing to the bad. Amen? A good man, out of what? The good treasure of his heart, bringing forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure of the heart. And then it says, out of the mouth, of the abundance of your heart. See, this is what's going to empower the images of your heart, get empowered by your mouth. Because what's ever in there is going to come out. And when it comes out, it empowers the image, good or bad. What we want to do is paint a new image. Amen? But we want an image that's based and grounded and founded in truth. But we don't want to do that on our own. We want to do it with the Holy Ghost. He wants to paint the image of the kingdom of God on the inside of you. He wants you to understand what the kingdom of God is. Because you know, you hear this, I'm all about the kingdom. I'm not about this. I'm not about that. I'm just about the kingdom. So I decided to ask him one day, what is your definition of the kingdom? Since you're all about the kingdom. Because they were kind of saying it in a negative way, like, I wasn't about the kingdom. And I said, well, what is your definition of the kingdom? See, everyone's got their definition of what they believe the kingdom to be. And a lot of times that definition is forged and formed by the gift that's upon their life. Or by the grace that's upon their life, because they see things in a one-dimensional mode, and they see this is the kingdom, and really what you're doing is not, because what I'm doing is the kingdom. So I'm going to give you a definition of the kingdom. The kingdom is not what you think about it only. It could quite possibly be greater than what you think about it. The kingdom could possibly be a lot larger and a lot bigger, a lot more detailed than what your mind or your present belief system thinks that it is. Your mind doesn't get to determine what the kingdom is. Only the word gets to determine what the kingdom is. So when you find out what the kingdom is in the word, then you get to know that everything that's identified in the word that belongs to the kingdom of God belongs to you. Amen. So here's a broad definition, and we'll fill in the blanks later. The kingdom is everything. It's for first. The kingdom is everything. Say everything. Christ inherited on the behalf of the lost world to restore them to salvation, deliverance, healing, salvation, all of that. Amen. Once they're saved, they become part of his church. So the second phase of the kingdom is everything Christ inherited, including his government and all. There's a huge inheritance there. I don't have time to get into it. Everything Christ inherited on the behalf of his church. That's the kingdom. Thirdly, the kingdom is everything Christ inherited on your behalf personally. There's a lot the Bible says in what he inherited for you, and that's part of the kingdom. You can't differentiate and say, this is the kingdom, but this is not the kingdom. If that was the kingdom only, he would not have inherited all the rest of the stuff. Fourth, is everything Christ inherited on the behalf of your family and your generations, because God deals with generations. If you don't believe me, when you get to heaven, ask Abraham if God doesn't deal with generations. Amen? Four distinct operations of the kingdom. Okay? So when you're talking kingdom, just because somebody else might be working one part of the kingdom and you're working another part of the kingdom, you're still working the kingdom. Amen? So, it says, casting down imaginations. Those things have got to be cast down. That's not grabbing a thought and casting it down. These are strongholds, systems of thoughts that have been developed. They've been developing. They've got to be cast down because those images are restricting your future. And they're limiting what God can do for you. Because we get the idea that God will just someday, one day, just do it. But those that have been, us that have been around for a while, we know that that someday and one day can escape us. There's something he's looking for. You're a part of the equation. The Holy Ghost is a part of the equation. Jesus is a part of the equation. The Father is a part of the equation. And your belief system is a very, very big part of that equation. Because every time he said anything, he said, believe, believe, believe. But it takes the Holy Ghost to extract revelation knowledge and open the mysteries of God to teach us what believing means. And we're starting to understand. Amen? God's not looking for image only. He wants his word. He said this to me. These are the three things that I want. And if you want to birth in the realm of the impossible, these three components must be working in you. He said, my word, dunamis, and image. Say image. He goes in that order. You don't start with the order of image because you can get into self and you can get into the soul. You start with the order of the word because the word is going to be the foundation, which God's going to build a brand new image for your life. Amen? The image of your future. What does that look like? Chances are God's already showed it to you in a mountaintop experience. Chances are you've gotten a download before and you saw what God wanted you to see. And chances are you've forgotten that, or you put it on a shelf, or it's grown dormant because you did not know what to do with it. I was talking to a friend of mine today and he goes, I didn't realize it, but God was giving me one vision after another and I was just letting them go. And he goes, I'm realizing God was giving me the very basis of what he wanted to frame in my image. I said, if you'll start taking that, agreeing with it, and just start releasing the eye of faith into it, and releasing the sanctified imagination, you've got to dare to see all that on the inside. But it all started with God's word. It's the download of God's word. See, here's the thing about faith. I'm going to tell you how this works. I'm going to tell you how dunamis works. I'm going to tell you how the image works. You know when you've got it. If you don't really know you have got it, your faith hasn't received it enough yet. When I know that I know that I know I got it. See, no, nobody's convinced me the king priest government doesn't live up inside of me. I know. See, that was the foundation. But how to get that from here, from word form to that word becoming flesh, it's been the mystery of our life, you know. Then dunamis. When he started the dunamis series, I started asking for dunamis. I have the scriptures. I have 4, 5, 6 of my work every day. Jesus said, what must we do to work? The works of God. Don't let anybody kid you. Faith requires work. If you're not willing to do the work, you're going to work either way you like it. You're going to work by the sweat of the brow, or you're going to work by faith. This faith has a far more exceeding reward. But you're going to work, because if you don't work it by faith, you are going to have to go work it out in the flesh. And the flesh ain't going to get you anywhere if you've been down that road. How many of you got big old mountains there that never want to move? You think you're going to just wake up and move them? Go to a rah-rah seminar and they tell you how great you are? You got to know that that mountain's going to move God's way. But if you learn God's way, it will move. Dunamis, I was asking and asking and asking, and the Lord said, okay, now receive. I've heard you. I know you've asked for dunamis for the last 3 weeks. Now start receiving. So I had to turn into receiving mode and said, so I got in and said, Father, I thank you. I know the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power towards me who believes according to the working of its mighty strength, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand, and me you quickened by the same dunamis. I know that it's working me. I thank you, Father, you do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that I ask or think according to this dunamis that's working in me today. It's working. Father, like Sarah, I've received the dunamis to conceive. You turn it into receiving mode. You're the God of all hope. You filleth me with all joy and peace and believing. I'm abounding in hope through this dunamis. It's working in me. Say working. You got to get it working. Why? Dunamis is a major component of creation. The word was a major component of creation. Dunamis was a major component of creation. Holy Spirit used both of those to create the world. And then the Father spoke. So you think God just decided to speak one day? He held this world in his heart for eons of time. You know, telling how long the Father held all this together, held it inside of him. And when he was ready, he spoke. The Father had a canvas. And you were on that canvas. He forged and framed you from the creation of the world. You think you were just a mistake? You were in God before the creation of the world. You were in him. He saw you. He mapped your life out before he even started all this. Then he spoke, see. He spoke from his image. He saw it all. And then he said, let's make man in our image. Let them operate like us. See, angels do the bidding of God. They don't have to walk by faith. They just do what God tells them. But God gave us the opportunity to walk in this God kind of faith. To do exploits in the earth as sons and daughters. To do it far more exceedingly abundantly beyond anything we could have ever done in this life. He doesn't take all this stuff. It just takes the understanding of how this stuff works. You got to get components working, word working, dunamis working. And then those measures of faith. See, you hear, access, you see, faith starts receiving. What's faith receiving? Faith's receiving the word. It's receiving dunamis. Then it keeps it by way of acknowledgement. I have a whole series on that. I know what the Father's looking for. It's the word empowered by dunamis that paints the picture by faith, and the Holy Spirit rewrites the canvas of your belief system. So the image gets forged and formed that that word produced, which is the foundation of, and when that image gets solidified, repainted on the canvas of your spirit, the Father says, Holy Spirit, now watch this, manifest that image. Holy Spirit, manifest that image. What you see on the inside, he says, now manifest the invisible, but it's not invisible to them because they see it. Manifest that image. You've been wanting God to do this, but you haven't got the image. He's waiting on the image, born of his word, empowered by dunamis. The devil counterfeits the same way. Don't look at what is seen. Because I got a new vision. Started this morning. The Lord's given me a second thing to believe God for. And you're going to like this. He only had me centering on one thing. But he told me, I'm going to let you believe for a lot of things. But he gave me something today and it started. So you got to allow yourself. So I don't know if I believe this. Well, I'm going to share a scripture with you. Okay? I want you to go to this one, actually. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. What you're doing from the foundation of your spirit. You're doing from the foundation of the word. I want to show you the power of the imagination unrestrained. Tower of Babel. Genesis 11. The whole earth was one language. I want to show you why he had to confound the languages. See, they're all of one language in one mind. And it came to pass, verse 2 of Genesis 11, they journeyed from the east and they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they said one to another, let us make a brick, burn them thoroughly. And they had a brick for stone and slime, and they made for mortar. And they said, go. Verse 4, let us build a city and a tower. This was a tower of idolatry, whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad in the face of the whole world. This is idolatry, the epitome of idolatry. And the whole world, see, they were of one language and one mind. And they got into unity with this thing. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men, see, the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. The people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do. Now look at this. And now nothing, verse 6, will be restrained from them, which they what? Have imagined to do. That imagination in a lost world, a fallen world, got in one seat of idolatry. And God said, confound the languages and spread them out to the nations so they don't do that again. That's why he confounded the language, so they wouldn't come together like that again. The reason was, is because it was seated in idolatry in the fallen nation. See, the enemy uses it too. That's why he starts in the occultic realm with the kids. What he wants is he wants to own the seat of their imagination so he can use it later. You think somebody out there, I was having a conversation, do you think somebody just decides to be a murderer one day? No, that spirit comes in and he begins forging that. And he keeps painting it and keeps painting and keeps painting and keeps painting it over and over and over and over again. You study the Syracuse, they meditated that stuff a long time before the actual action came. See, the enemy brings his thing, but he empowers it with your emotion. God brings his word and empowers it with dunamis. See, that's how he works. The enemy constantly, that's why he's coming at you with doubt and unbelief. And when you start trying to believe God, the first thing he's going to do is come at you hard to get you to stop. So why does he come? He says he comes immediately to steal what? The word. Because he knows the word is the foundation. And if he can take that out, he's got you. Even if you did use your imagination, you'd use it for self. But when you got that word seated in there, see, that word must be developed as an image, and it must, and it has the power to tear down the old image, casting down the imagination, and write a new one. Amen. Now, the way he writes that one is by the eye of faith. Now, the Holy Ghost will help you in these, because he'll give you little visions or dreams, and you'll see God ever put you on a mountaintop in the spirit and gave you something. You saw something, and he told you, this is what you are. This is who you are. And you saw the panoramic views of souls to the world. He doesn't want you to lose that. He's helping you. That wasn't designed for you to lose. That was designed to equip you to hold that and start exploring that image. He's the one that's authoring it. He wants you to explore it. He wants you to close your eyes. See what the enemy does? His number one takeout is to get you all agitated. I got to go do something. So you go out there and do something, but you're not empowered. Sometimes God wants you to sit a little bit and rewrite. Take that image and let the Holy Ghost write. Dwell in it. Get the word of God and begin dwelling and release the eye of faith to see it. Abraham, look. That was a command. Look at the stars. Look at the sand. Get it in you, Abraham. See, once you release into that, the Holy Ghost will help you. As you release, there's a time that the eye of faith starts rewriting the canvas. Now, you know that you're close when he gets you to this level, because he's writing a canvas now. And when he moves you into that, he moves you in, he moves your senses into it. You're not there, but your senses can discern it. When you're moved into it, you can see it, taste it. You can smell it. You can feel it. And I was sitting in prayer today, and the Lord says, I've got a new directive for you. Not to change the old directive, but I got another one now. I can't wait to hold 50 things at one time. This is a kingly seat, by the way. This thing operates by in a seated position. Requires none of self and all of God. But he's going to magnify your authority 1,000-fold. He's going to teach us intercessors how to truly move mountains in the spirit. He said, I want you now to believe more. He said, I want you to believe me. I'll just say what I heard. Gideon's 500. I know Gideon's 300, but I heard 500. I want you to believe me for 500 disciples. Now, he says, the way most churches go about that is they got all these different things, but that's not what I'm asking you. I want you to hold 500. And immediately his word just started releasing. Christ ascended before the Ancient of Days, and there was given him a kingdom and a dominion in nations. He was the king set up on the holy hill of Zion. The nations are his inheritance. He's already inherited all this. What I'm trying to get it working here. And then it says the disciples were more added to the Lord, multitudes of men and women. See, I got plenty of scripture. All those scriptures started going in. And so I started receiving that and receiving dunamis. And he says, now I want you to release. And I'm going to show you how the imagination works. Or the eye of faith. See, it started with a word. It's a directive from heaven. These seats are going to fill up right before your eyes. Once you start into the seeing realm, once you get into the seeing realm, what does that look like? What does that look like? So what I do when I pray, I'll actually have those scriptures and I'll hold this. Then when I start releasing in the seeing realm, what does that look like? The first thing I saw was images of this entire parking lot packed out there. You couldn't even get a parking spot. And I remember in the meditations, I would drive in and all this activity in the parking lot and the people next door were getting upset because we were taking over their parking. I saw it. I saw the foyer filled and we come in here and it looked nothing like this. People everywhere, activity. I mean, just filled this place. They were hungry. Because I'm not calling 500 regular people. I'm calling 500 disciples. They want to hear it. And I start seeing it. I saw teaching and the hunger and the thirst and the way they were pulling on the word of God and pulling on the anointing of God and healings were breaking out. And I'm living in this. And I promise you, I started 11 o'clock. I got so lost in all of this. I come out of the prayer calls. It was 2:30 and it felt like 30 minutes. I was in there 3.5 hours looking at all this. And then, like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go right back in there. Why? He's rewriting on the canvas. See, because what I've learned, if you didn't get anything, get this tonight. What I've learned is what is written on the canvas of your belief system. There's a point where the picture or the image, I'm going to say image, where the image is acceptable to the Father. And once the image that's born of the Word, empowered by dunamis, becomes acceptable, the Father orders the Holy Spirit. Are you ready for this? He orders him to, well, he releases him to manifest the image. What you're carrying gets he manifests the actual image that he produced on the inside of you. Is that glorious? The reason why you're not getting answered prayers is because you don't have any image. We have word, but we didn't understand the image part of it. And when I started talking about the eye of faith is when all hell broke loose. That's when the strong man showed up. Just telling you straight up, he don't like this, but he can't stop what's going on the inside. I don't care what he's doing right now because I see what God's doing. Because I'm living in another realm with God now. I'm living in a realm of his glory, but I'm seeing the promise now. Not just holding and keeping, seeing it. But my senses got so involved with this that I could hear and preach in front of them in my spirit the way I'm doing before you. I can live that whole service out, and I'll live it out for 1,000 times if it takes it. I'll live it 10,000 times. But the day all that stuff starts happening, I'll walk in and I'll say, I've already seen this. This has been living on the inside of me. Holy Spirit simply manifesting. See, the Bible says the Holy Spirit what? Will show you things to come. See, once you get the Word and the Holy Spirit's working with you, now our friend over here in prayer, he's not here today, but he got the revelation of that. That word show means rehearse. Say rehearse. You got to rehearse. See, he's going to show it. See, the Holy Spirit's going to give it to you. Boom. You know what a lot of us do? We drop it. We're not paying attention. God's given us the seeds for greatness. He's giving you the images. He gave you dreams. You got to pay attention. Take that stuff and start living in it. Rehearse it. Show rehearsing. The Holy Spirit will rehearse to you things to come. He's working with you. You start getting in there with him. Tomorrow morning, I can't wait to rehearse my future. All the while, God, the God of peace fills me with all joy. The God of all hope fills me with all joy and peace in believing. This is not a drag. This is not painful. This is getting really fun. He goes, and the fun part's about to begin. Went one testimony after another, and then he goes, wait until you see corporate faith rise. When enough people start birthing, corporate faith will go, whoo, and start zinging in here. When corporate faith starts zinging, it'll catch hold. Somebody will come in and have instantaneous faith, and they don't even know I had it. Unbelief will be chopping off the branches of unbelief. You'll find faith becoming easy. What was difficult? The guy who broke the 4-minute mile, see, he saw that. He said, you know, I saw myself doing that over and over and over and over and over again. See, they did it at a soulish level. We're doing it at the God kind of level as heirs. This is what was restored to you by the Lord Jesus Christ, to become an heir of salvation, to sit with him and to dream with God and to have faith with the Most High God. To have faith and to live. See, the problem is the image. If you don't believe me, go study all of the people who they have documentaries on them that won the lottery. 90% of them go right back to poverty. Even the guy who won, how can you do this? $350 million and he lost it all. You got an image problem. God's going to write the image of the kingdom on your spirit. He's going to give you the directive of his kingdom. He's going to write it there. Is that glorious? And when he writes it, you you're going to see it. Then the Holy Ghost is going to manifest. The difference is He's manifesting and we're not. Give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. You got to take time to dream with Him. You got to sit in there and get your mind. I want to wander sometime. You got to draw it back in there and focus. And so you see, lock into those things He's given you and He'll start expanding them. And then you get to the point where you live in it. You've got to learn to live in it. That's when it gets glorious. Ah! You get to live in there. You're going to walk it out inside 100 times before you see it outside. Nobody's going to convince me the Holy Ghost is not sharing these things. When the manifestation starts coming down the pipe, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.